It's been a year since President Bush committed $15 billion to fighting AIDS in 14 African and Caribbean countries. Today, the administration submitted to Congress its plans for how to do that. As a first step, $350 million of grants have been approved for anti-AIDS drugs, prevention programs, and aid to orphans. The first phase is focused on scaling up existing programs. As NPR's Brenda Wilson reports, many of those programs are faith-based organizations that are major providers of health care in developing countries.
Since last fall, starting with a staff of 20 people borrowed from various agencies, the administration has been working to roll out the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief once Congress appropriated the money. The intent, the coordinator of the AIDS effort, Ambassador Randall Tobias, says, is to bring immediate relief to people suffering from AIDS. The focus this year will be on funding programs that are already providing services.
Now, with just this first round of funds, an additional 50,000 people living with HIV/AIDS will begin to receive treatment, and that will nearly double the number of people currently receiving treatment in all of sub-Saharan Africa. In addition, prevention through abstinence messages for young people will reach about 500,000 additional young people. And resources are being provided to assist in the care of about 60,000 additional orphans.
The five-year strategy that the administration was required by law to submit to Congress comes in at 103 pages. It provides assistance to 14 countries, not just in fighting HIV and AIDS, but tuberculosis and malaria, which kill an estimated 6 million people a year in developing countries. In addition to expanding existing programs, Tobias says that in later years, the initiative will work to improve the infrastructure and capacity of countries to respond to the crisis and encourage leadership. Congress has also asked the administration to identify another country outside of Africa that is also in need of assistance in fighting AIDS.
I think there is no doubt in anyone's mind that this is one of the greatest challenges of our time. And it's going to require constant and concerted commitment from all of us working closely together if we are to get a handle on it and to defeat it.
There are questions and concerns about the plan, about the administration's duplication of other efforts, and its slowness in getting started. Paul Zeitz of the Global AIDS Alliance says Congress offered to provide funding last fall, since AIDS is an emergency. The money may be out the door, he says, but
it remains to be seen whether that money, how long it will take for that money to actually hit the ground in programs in Africa. My experience working for USAID, it can take another 6 to 9 months before the programs are actually receiving the money.
There are concerns about how much the administration will be paying for drugs, with a limited budget and millions in need. Zeitz says it should be buying generic versions of AIDS drugs. The administration says that generics are fine as long as they are safe and effective. But it isn't explicit about what it will take for generics to meet its standards. And it also came in for criticism from some of its supporters. Richard Sizek of the National Evangelical Association is concerned that the $2.7 billion in the administration's budget request is nearly a billion short of what was authorized.
We want the president's AIDS initiative fully funded, which he, in his 2004 budget, didn't do, and at this point in the expected 2005 budget, isn't going to do either.
There are 6 million people in developing countries who need AIDS drugs now. Only 300,000 are getting them, and in Africa, just 50,000. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.